This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee is proceeding Wednesday with its consideration of whether to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress over the Justice Department's refusal to provide an unredacted copy of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on his investigation of Russian election interference. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says it's time for lawmakers to move on from the lengthy Russia probe. However, as AP's Sagar Magani reports, congressional Democrats are in no rush.
The White House has told former counsel Don McGahn not to give documents about his cooperation in the probe to a House panel, arguing they're subject to executive privilege. It's the second time in 2 days the administration's refused to comply with a House Judiciary Committee deadline for turning over materials in the probe. Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says Democrats need to accept the investigation's done.
It's finally over.
Saying case closed. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi disagrees.
That's just not a fact. The case is not closed.
Saying lawmakers would be delinquent if they did not conduct oversight of the president as the Constitution mandates. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani announced Wednesday his country will suspend its compliance with prohibitions on stockpiles of enriched uranium and heavy water that were imposed as part of the 2015 international agreement on its nuclear program. Under the deal, it struck with Britain, China, France, Russia, the U.S., and Germany. Iran had committed to reducing its uranium reduction program in exchange for sanctions relief. The U.S. reimposed sanctions on Iran when President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the agreement last year. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has made an unscheduled visit to Iraq amid growing tensions with Iran after intelligence reports indicated that Iran moved short-range ballistic missiles by boat in waters off its shores. U.S. officials are also sending an aircraft carrier, and a strike group from European waters to the Arabian Sea and deploying a B-52 bomber task force in response to the potential Iranian threat. Police in the U.S. western state of Colorado say two students opened fire inside a charter school outside the city of Denver, killing another student and wounding eight others, spreading panic before they were taken into custody.
So the announcements came on saying it was a lockdown, stay safe and stay hidden, and our teacher told us to hide behind the equipment in the room because there's weight equipment. So we hid behind the weight equipment and we just stayed there.
Some parents contacted by their children were equally frightened.
All three of my children go,
we didn't even know what was going on.
You have no idea what's going on. And your children are texting you that they're hiding under your desk. And that bullets are hitting their window, or things are hitting their window. It's a horrible feeling.
Authorities did not release the name of the student who died, but said it was an 18-year-old man. Police did not immediately identify the suspects, but said they were not previously known to authorities. The New York Times is reporting that between 1985 and 1994, Donald Trump's businesses lost more than $1 billion, allowing the future president to avoid paying federal taxes for 8 of those 10 years. Trump portrays himself as a successful self-made entrepreneur and master dealmaker. The Times based its report on information provided by someone who has access to Trump's tax returns. The White House has yet to respond to the Times story, but one of the president's lawyers told the newspaper that the tax information it used was false. House Democrats are trying to get their hands on Trump's tax returns from 2013 to 2018 as part of their investigation into the president's foreign business deals. Sri Lanka's president says all but a few of the suspects in the Easter attacks on churches and hotels have been arrested and their explosive materials seized, and it is safe for tourists to return to the Indian Ocean island nation. The president, Maithripala Sirisena, told the Associated Press one or two may have been left and they will too be arrested. Sri Lanka's acting police chief says all of those from the deadly attack on Easter have been killed or either arrested. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.